From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. By judicial order, the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday struck down an Arkansas practice of denying the non-birth parent in a same-sex marriage a place on her child's birth certificate. The difference of opinion between the state Supreme Court's earlier ruling and this one is stark. As Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports, gay marriage may be settled, but equal treatment is evolving.
The U.S. Supreme Court waited until the last day of the term to summarily order the state of Arkansas to add non-birth parents in same-sex marriages to babies' birth certificates. Little Rock couples Marissa and Tara Pavan and Jonna and Lee Jacobs petitioned the court after the Arkansas Supreme Court, by a 7-2 majority, upheld the traditional practice of listing the birth mother, but not both, on a birth certificate, even though heterosexual couples are extended such consideration when dad is not the biological father. By a 6-3 majority, the U.S. Supreme Court said its historic ruling in Obergefell v. Hodges 2 years ago, the one legalizing gay marriage, intended to grant such benefits and responsibilities. Washington lawyer Douglas Hallward Dreemeyer was involved in Obergefell, and he was the counsel of record for the Arkansas couples petition.
A number of the couples who were plaintiffs in the Obergefell case were couples whose claims related to birth certificates, as well as death certificates.
Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, along with President Donald Trump's pick, Neil Gorsuch, disagreed with the order. In fact, it was Gorsuch who wrote the dissenting opinion. He said the Arkansas Supreme Court is right to treat a birth certificate as proof of genetic lineage, a biological record. Anyway, he said, summary reversal is usually reserved for cases where the law is settled and stable, and that is simply not the case here. In other words, maybe this matter should have gotten its due day in court.
Go to the ED for their injuries, and if they meet certain criteria, they go in.
Jonna and Lee Jacobs live in a historic home near Central High School. Their new baby, Willa, is just 2 weeks old. Here she is, kind of stretching her vocal cords as she shifts in her swing. Jonna and Lee didn't even try to get Jonna's name on their daughter's birth certificate. And as a result,
I still don't have that established. So even taking her to the pediatrician last week, I was not able to check her in. Lee had to add me as someone who was authorized to take her to the pediatrician, even though I carry the insurance for the family.
The couple have two other children. All were born to Lee, and she says it hurts that the highest court in the state so strongly would deny her wife the parental rights it would extend to a straight couple.
I think it is upsetting because it makes you wonder if the Arkansas Supreme Court does in fact reflect the mindset of Arkansas as a whole. And if so, then it doesn't make families like ours feel very welcome here.
Attorney General Leslie Rutledge declined to be interviewed, but in a brief press statement, she called the majority's opinion flawed. She called the dissent well-reasoned. Across town, Marissa Pavan says, for her, it's a matter of being two parents, like she and her wife really are, not a parent and a step-parent, like lesbians have had to do for so many years before such marriages were recognized.
I could have just been okay with a step-parent adoption, and I love step-parents. I have step-parents. I think that they're wonderful people, but I am not a step-parent. I didn't go into this, you know, being a step-parent. I wanted to be the only other parent other than Tara.
It's not clear if the court's decision will apply to married men who use surrogate mothers to begin their families. University of Arkansas law professor Danielle Weatherby says there's still a lot that's unresolved. But as there are states, like Arkansas, that wish to test the limits of Obergefell, there will be further clarity.
I think as we continue to see kind of this, I call it a backlash narrative. There's this narrative post 2015, where states opposing same-sex marriage are pushing the limits and seeing how far that decision reaches, we're going to see all of the implications of marriage equality play out in the courts. And this is one of those implications.
In fact, there's the case of a Denver area baker who refused, on religious grounds, a gay couple's request for a wedding cake. State courts in Colorado rejected his claims. But the Supreme Court Monday, it decided it would hear the case in the fall. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.